This is the 31 Day Healing Devotional with Chim Newton. Day 19, Living as the New Man. I have good news for you as a believer. You can consciously transit from living in the shadows of the old man to living fully as a new man that you are in Christ Jesus. It is written, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3 verse 3. It is also written concerning you, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Hallelujah. The Lord be glorified. For you are a new man in Christ Jesus. You are a new creation brought forth in place of the old man who died and was laid to rest. All the troubles associated with old men have also been laid to rest, and you must now set about divesting yourself of them so that you can truly begin to live as a new man. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. It is no longer you will live, but Christ. The life that you now live is the life of Christ, beloved. Let this mindset be strong in you as you see yourself as a new person, far different from the old man who is afflicted and troubled on all sides. You must now begin to see the old man as dead and buried with all his woes and troubles, and then start to see yourself now as a new person, totally different from the old man. As the new man, sickness is not your portion, because it is no longer the old man who lives. You are the new man, and the life that you now live is the life of Christ Jesus. And in that life, there is no sickness, no disease, no evil, no shame, no reproach, no oppression, and no fear. Hallelujah. Begin also to see your physical body as the body of the new man. It does not matter that it still bears the scars and wounds of the old man. In time soon, all that will disappear as you start to speak to your body to line up with the word of God. The body of the new man is sickness free. It is free of ache, pain, and weakness. It is sound in every part. Therefore, begin to speak to your body. My body, hear the word of the living God. You are now the body of the new man. All things have become new in you, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, inside out. My body, you have new brains, magnetic as can be. You have new eyes, clear as crystals, with 20/20 vision. You have new skin, young like a child's, without blemishes and discolorations. You have new blood flowing in your veins, the blood of Jesus. You have a new heart, the heart of a 16-year-old, that your days may now be the days of a tree. You have new kidneys, new liver, new pancreas, new prostate, new bowels. All things have become new in you, my body, whether named or unnamed. You are new. Body be renewed accordingly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue to speak to your body. It can hear you, and before long, it will line up with your word to the glory of God. Now do take note. As your body obeys and begins to renew itself, your health challenges will also disappear. For with a new body, you will be sickness free. However, you can also speak to your body if any disease or infirmity is clinging to it while you are affirming the newness of your body. Say to your body, my body, hear the word of the living God. You are the body of Jesus. No sickness, no disease is permitted to cling to you. Evil shall not dwell with you. I am in Christ. My life is hidden with Christ in God. I am in Christ, and Christ inside God. I dwell in a refuge and fortress that is Christ. Therefore, no evil can be found where I am. I dwell in the one who is called the consuming fire, and no evil can survive in the fire. I boldly submit that no evil can be found in me or around me. You evil symptoms, in the name of Jesus, die, disappear from my body. Hallelujah. I am free. I am healed. Yes, you are, dear friend. Just believe and keep saying it until there is full manifestation. Faith action. 1. Whenever you have made your declarations, thank the Lord for giving you a new body and for healing you. 2. Tell somebody about Jesus, that he still heals and will heal them if they come to him. 3. Tell all who have need of healing about the healing devotional, that God is doing great things with it. 4. Share your testimony of healing to fully establish your healing. Send your testimony to chimnewton@ymail.com. Be blessed as you do so. So, we shall now partake of the Holy Communion as our definitive faith action. Get your elements ready. You can use juice or non-alcoholic wine, soft drink, or even water to represent the blood. It makes no difference. God will honor your faith. And you can use a tiny piece of wafer, biscuit, or bread to represent the flesh of Jesus. Now say this after me. Lord Jesus, I obey your command to eat your flesh and drink your blood in remembrance of what you did for me at Calvary. You shed your blood for the remission of my sins, and by the stripes of the wounds you sustained, you took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Not one remains. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, it is illegal of the devil to put any disease, any evil in my body. There is no place in my body for them. Lord Jesus, as I eat your flesh and drink your blood, terminate all evils still clinging to my body. Thank you, Jesus, for I know that the price was fully paid. You may partake now. Eat the flesh of Jesus and drink the blood of Jesus. It is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Finally, do kindly click on the subscribe button if you have not already done so. This will enable us to notify you whenever we have a new day's message uploaded. Be blessed as you do so.